This is Akashwani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Janata Dal United Chief Nitish Kumar took oath as the Chief Minister of Bihar today for the 10th time. Bihar Governor Arif Muhammad Khan administered him the oath of office and secrecy at a swearing-in ceremony at the historic Gandhi Maidan in Patna. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Ministers Amit Shah, JP Nadda, Chirag Paswan and several top leaders of the NDA were present on the occasion. A total of 27 ministers also took oath in the new Bihar government. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Nitish Kumar for taking oath as the Chief Minister of Bihar. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that Mr. Kumar is an experienced administrator with a proven track record of effective governance and wished him success for the new term. He also congratulated Samrat Chaudhary and Vijay Kumar Sinha on assuming office as Deputy Chief Ministers, highlighting their extensive grassroots work and commitment to public service. India has recorded its highest ever defence production of 1,54,000 crore rupees in 2024-25. The defence export has also reached a record 23,622 crore in 2024-25 from less than 1,000 crore rupees in 2014. The upward trajectory in defence production is the result of continued government support over the past decade in the form of huge allocation and policy level support extended to countries' military industrial base. The seventh meeting of the National Security Advisors of the Colombo Security Conclave began in New Delhi this morning. NSA Ajit Dobhal is hosting his counterparts from member states including Maldives, Mauritius, Sri Lanka and Bangladesh. Seychelles is participating as an observer state and Malaysia as a guest. Addressing the conclave, Mr. Dobhal said that Colombo Security Conclave has gained immense significance today in the midst of rapidly changing and challenging global security environment.
The ocean is our biggest heritage. It is the engine that propels our economies. As countries joined by shared maritime geographies, it is our responsibility to ensure the safety, security and stability of the region.
The 56th International Film Festival of India, or IFFI 2025, opens with a spectacular parade in Goa in a short while. This is the first time that the festival is opening with a parade, replacing the traditional indoor opening ceremony. Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, inaugurated the Waves Film Bazaar at Panaji. INB Secretary Sanjay Jaju, renowned actors Bal Krishna and Anupam Kher and other dignitaries were present on the occasion.
The atmosphere is abuzz with lots of enthusiasm. The air is alive with the whispers of cinematic legends. The parade will be meandering through the picturesque streets of Panaji. A spectacle to behold, it will be showcasing India's rich film heritage through majestic tableaus from different states including Goa. With over 240 films from 81 countries, including 13 world premieres, 5 international premieres and 46 Asian premieres, the festival is set to be a cinematic extravaganza like no other. With Adarsh, this is Saira Mujtaba, Akashwani News, Panaji, Goa.
India has expanded its visa on arrival facility for UAE nationals, including Cochin, Calicut and Ahmedabad international airports in the list. With this move, UAE citizens will now have access to visa on arrival at 9 major entry points across India. The facility is available exclusively to UAE nationals who have previously obtained an Indian e-visa or a regular paper visa. Indian golfer Deeksha Dagar came up with a superb 11-under in the last round to win by a huge margin and clinch the gold medal at the Deaflympics in Tokyo today. The 24-year-old, who had represented the country at the 2017 Deaflympics when the sport was included in the event for the very first time and returned with a silver, finally took to the top podium spot at the Wakasu Golf Links with a clinical precision. In badminton, Ayush Shetty and Lakshya Sen have set up an all-Indian quarterfinal clash with their pre-quarterfinal wins today. Ayush defeated fourth-seeded Kodai Naruaka of Japan, while India's number one Sen beat Taipei's Chi Zhu Hien. And that is the end of this news bulletin.